today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
You done spent all your money, and then there's a severe famine in the land, in the whole country. And he began to be in need. He was trusting in the money. But the money ran out and the economy shifted. Like you all trusting in, oh, I got a good job. But you don't see, God knows what's coming. That's why I put your confidence in him. This world is not going to be the world of our fathers.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Intangible. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 through 9.
There's some people that's going to shock you when you get to heaven. How did you get there? Because they slipped through. The grace was so unique. You got your religion there because you heard some preachers say, God don't hear sinner's prayer. But I heard him say, he that calls on the name of the Lord. It doesn't matter if you're sinner or righteous. Call on his name. He's coming to you. Thank you, Lord. Your religion blocks you and blocks people from God, but God can touch anybody. He can touch the Protestant and the Catholic. He can touch the black or the white. He can touch the rich or the poor. God is not limited like us. And that's why we should love everybody, because he does. Thank you, Jesus. Got to give you a little bit more. Isaiah 43 and 16. This is what the Lord says. The one who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters. Now, if you've ever been out the sea, it is hard to navigate. You can't look at the waters to navigate. You have to look at the stars. Or you need some type of compass or navigational system. The way those pirates and folk who mastered the seas were able to do great things, like Magellan, who sailed in what we call the Atlantic Ocean now, and also in the Pacific. He named them. He called the Atlantic, why? Because it was boisterous. The waters were boisterous. So he called it Atlantic, and that's what Atlantic means, boisterous. But when he got to the Pacific, it was peaceful. So he called it Pacific. And that's what the word means, peaceful. Does it mean that every year is peaceful on the West Coast as it relates to the ocean? No. But when he sailed, it was peaceful. That's the name, Pacific. So when you understand that, glory to God, when you understand that God says he's the one that makes the way in the sea, when he has purpose for you, he can move storms out of your way and allow you to sail and almost show you a highway in the sea. Glory to God. There's no way you should be able to get to the Bahamas because there are storms, right? But he can cause the storm to move back and allow you to sail right where you need, because showing you a highway in the unknown. Glory to God. He's like a great navigator. Thank you, Jesus. And I just decree and declare that God is about to move in the lives of his people in such a way through the Holy Ghost that you will be able to cross into an area that is unknown, glory to God, by you and the people that are around you. But he's going to open it up where you can cross through with ease because he's guiding you there. He's accompanying you. Thank you, Lord. One of the things about pastoring is this: I don't know what I'm doing. I have to find a navigational. I don't even know what we're going to do next week. I have to talk to him about it. I'm moving these people, but I don't have a plan for every single day. But he said, you can trust, relax, Merton. I'm really the captain of this vessel. And you don't have to do anything like that. This fantastic voyage, I'm the captain of the vessel, and I'll make sure you get everywhere you need to be on time. Can somebody say amen? Now, I want to be captain. I do. I want to be captain sometimes. But he shakes me to let me know you're not. That's like he's shaking you like a rag doll. You ain't in charge. God will shake you like a rag doll and say, you're not in charge. Sit down. I got this. And if you ever start looking at your resume, you're going to mess up with God. It is not your resume that got you where you need to go. God opened the thing up for you. The Holy Spirit was there before you got there, and he put you there for a reason. Thank you, God. Actually, I don't have to worry when I know he did it. If I do it, I got to keep it going. But when he does it, I can rest in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. One of the things that bothers us when we navigate is fear. When you don't know, anxiety goes up. If you're on the sea now and you don't know, it goes up big time. Thank you, Lord. That's why when this is how he does it, he will cause, when you're at sea, he will cause the stars to be seen. In other words, he will take the clouds away and he will bring them closer to you so you can see clearly. Thank you, Lord. For some people, the stars are far away. They can't see nothing, or they're clouded. But for his people, he will take the sky, glory to God, scroll it back, take away all of the clouds, and bring the stars closer to you so you can see. Just a few weeks ago, Mercury and several planets were visible in the western part of our skies at a certain part of the night. I don't know if you all have followed stargazers like me. I want a telescope. Did I say I want a, what did I call it? Telescope, right? The older I get, I like to look at things like that. I got a magnifying glass. I look at the moon. Now, I don't read horoscopes. That's what I'm trying to say. If I was in that, I would be Cancer. I don't even like that name. So my life is not guided by those things, right? My life is guided by the Holy Spirit. Just like people like to get with horoscopes, yeah. They get with the horoscopes to find out what's happening. It's really designed to take you away from Holy Spirit. You see how you are so caught up in reading that when God wants you to trust him like that? Because I know your future. The stars only testify of him. They're supposed to say there's a designer. That's when you look at it, you're supposed to say, man, there's a designer out there that has a system in place, and I can trust him for everything I need. But you reading what he created that points to him. And it's becoming your God versus God being God. It's Isaiah 43:16. I made a way in the sea, but I like the 18th verse. Forget the former things. Do not dwell in the past. Oh God. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. It springs up. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? Write it down. Holy Spirit springs up. Sometimes he's not gradually trying to get you to see something. He will spring up. You can't perceive it. He's the intangible. He will spring up in your natural world. Look for it. It's an unusual occurrence. You can't perceive it. Then he says, I'm making a way not only in the sea, but I make a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. Many of us are there and we need God's intervention. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The intangible is that which is unable to be touched or grasped, not having physical form or presence. We're looking for Holy Spirit to be like a man, but he's spirit. You can't necessarily wrap your arms around him. He's spirit, like you can't wrap your arms around wind, but you can feel it and you can tell when it shifts in direction. That's how Holy Ghost is. Sometimes he pushes us forward, sometimes he drives us into the wasteland, sometimes he causes us to stand on the mountain. Thank you, Lord. I got to show you one more passage of scripture here about the intangible of the Holy Spirit before I close this morning and continue it at 11. Holy Spirit wants me to share something with you out of Luke 15. It is the prodigal son. The prodigal. We know the prodigal son looked at his father and said, I'm out of here. I want my own. Give me my inheritance now. You owe me. A lot of kids have that mentality. You owe me. I don't know God damn thing. That attitude ain't going to get you far. I do what I do because I love you. Not you owe me. I want you to be the best you need to be. I saw on Dr. Phil, this girl says she need her mama to pay her $1,500 a month because she need nails done. She, you know, she can't live off of allowance. She need $1,500 a month. And it's just too much for her to have to eat the same food every day. And I was like, what's going on in our society? You couldn't be a black female because we are used to desperate. What you about to commit suicide over, we live with every day. Dr. Phil is trying to reason with this foolishness, man. I was like, you need to bring me on the set. What? What? You must not have a daddy. Luke 15. The prodigal son said, I'm out of here, right? Got his money, went out partying. Houdini type party. Thug life party. Right? Out there every week. Ain't got no inheritance. I want to pick it up at verse 14, though. The Bible says, after he had spent everything, there was a severe famine. Look at how circumstances work with our foolishness. You done spent all your money, and then there's a severe famine in the land, in the whole country. And he began to be in need. He was trusting in the money. But the money ran out and the economy shifted. Like you all trusting in, oh, I got a good job. But you don't see, God knows what's coming. That's why I put your confidence in him. This world is not going to be the world of our fathers. Things are shifting even as I speak. AI is growing. Artificial intelligence. These people are talking about stuff coming on the planet that's going to mess you up. Thank you, Lord. A lot of people didn't really watch The Avengers and Ultron. You should go and watch that movie. Because Ultron is starts his artificial intelligence that said, I'll create myself a body like man did, like God did. And man is going to destroy himself, so I'll just take over. And I'll have iron guards around the whole world because we can handle weather anyway. Human beings need to be exterminated. That's the age of Ultron. You should watch it. what they're talking about. I don't know who made these movies. But I get into stuff like that. AI, artificial intelligence. Make me a body. He's trying to form himself a body, perfect body. Constantly evolving to create a new body. The Bible says, though, and you got to see this, that there was a famine in the land at the same time he spent all his money. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of the country. So he became like, he's a rich man, but he left his father's house. Now he's poor. Represents us without Christ out in the world. All of this potential to do stuff, but you're joining yourself with citizens of lower grade. The Bible says he sent him to his field to feed the pigs. You own farms, but when you left your father, you're actually there with the swine, hanging out, way beneath your abilities, way beneath where you should be in life. You were destined for the throne, man, but you're hanging out to feed the pigs. Look at this, verse 16. He even longed to fill his stomach with what the pigs were eating. That's how hungry he was. He maybe he nibbled a little bit too. It didn't say that, but I'm just using my imagination. But the Bible said nobody gave him anything. In other words, when he was on top, he made sure everybody had Cavassier, Patron, and everything, right? But when he didn't have no money, they party over, right? Yeah. I like verse 17. When he came to his senses. Now, what I want you to see, when he came to his senses, there's an agent that's helping him to do that. He didn't just come to his senses, but because he had pedigree, because he's associated with a man who knows a man, because somebody's praying for him, Holy Spirit went to his hog pen status and turn on the light bulb. Because some things won't change until you think different. I can preach all day, but I'm releasing Holy Ghost to visit that disparity. That pen, to where you're looking at what they're eating. They are swine. And you desire what they have. That's how far you've dripped. Circumstances got you desiring what the swine is eating when you're supposed to be ruling over them. Them jokers supposed to be gutted. You got rinds. You have pig feet. You got sausage. You have ham hock. And you selling it to the land. You're supposed to have them jokers hung upside down and using a saw and cutting them up and dividing it, sending it out. But you're desiring to be like them. The Bible says when he came to his senses, how would he come to his senses? Holy Spirit used those circumstances. While he's down there desiring to be like them, all of a sudden something shifted. You read the text, how many of my father's hired men, they're not even like me. They're not at my status. They're hired by my father. They have food to spare. And here I am, starving to death. Without Holy Spirit shifting his mind, he would have continued to be there. Next thing you know, he would have become like the swine. Father walk up on him. He's sitting in the pen with him. Sitting in the mud. So comfortable that he becomes like them. That's why we need Holy Spirit. And I'm praying. I'm going to minister, man. God is about to awaken your destiny. He's about to awaken your destiny. To show you what's possible. To bring to your mind Again, you don't have to settle. You don't have to settle for that. You're going to go home. You about to shake yourself and go home. You don't even know. He knows the future. That as you're on your way back, Father's not going to wait for you to get clean. Scripture says, Father saw him afar off, can tell his walk, and start moving toward him. He told his servants, you already know him. You know Billy. I want you to go and get his shoes, because he left them. I want you to go and get his robe. He took it off. I want you to get the ring that it's already fitted. And I want you to bring it to him. Well, he's dirty. Don't worry about that. I'll take care of his cleansing. The intangible. Fire will accompany you. It will cleanse. Wind will blow you back home. The sound, I can hear your footsteps. Glory to God. I can hear your footsteps. Thank you, Lord. And I'm believing God to magnify the steps of his people. Because Holy Spirit is on you. Boom, boom, boom. They're going to hear you coming down the hall. You don't have to wave your hand and say, y'all don't recognize me. Wind will blow on the job to let them know you're present. Circumstances is about to change. Thank you, God. Even by the Holy Ghost. And it is so in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Without the Holy Ghost, I wouldn't be here. Pastor wouldn't be here if it wasn't the Holy. He sent us here. I'm not smart enough to be here. He gives me the intelligence I need. He gifted me to do what I do, to tie things together like a beautiful tapestry, to connect it. My style of preaching is unique to me. I don't have to be a fake or try to be like somebody. Whine and got people moving from side to side, but they don't change. Woo, he preached good. But I won't change. These signs shall follow this message. Wind is going to blow. Expect it this week. Wind to confirm what I'm saying. Not a destructive wind. This is going to blow away chaff. It's going to let people know that God has gifted you. Before you get there, the wind is going to blow up in there. A sound is coming. Not just the sound of your voice, but there's a sonar type sound, a pinging. Ding. That's going to go out before you. Let me tell you something else. God is going to start allowing you to hear the ping of your destiny. In other words, he's sending out sound that you're coming, but from the other end, you'll start gravitating to sound in the spirit. A relationship that has the same ping. Thank you, Lord. Don't trust any noise. It has to be of the same quality. It's like a mother knows her child's voice. Well, your destiny, you'll begin to hear the voice of destiny call to you or ping to you, and you'll be able to connect with it. It's going to make a way in the sea. And fire is coming. It's going to follow this message. Fire of the Holy Ghost, cloven tongues. People want to speak in tongues, but you don't speak to me. You don't want to speak to me. You're so religious, you don't want to speak to me. Speak to each other. This fire, cloven tongues of fire, yes, it's an identity of speaking in tongues, but it's more acute than that. This is going to burn away the chaff. and leave that which is pure. The gold is going to be purified. Thank you, Lord. Let him do what he does. The latter part of this year will be different from the first. You can't perceive it. It will spring up. It's going to happen in this ministry and in your life. Thank you, Lord.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, The Intangible, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2305-2808. That's reference number 2305-2808.
Married and engaged couples, join us for the Marriage Enrichment Hearts Intertwined Session on Saturday, June 17th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. Child care is provided.
All men are invited to Father's Day breakfast at 9 a.m. on Saturday, June 17th at Golden Corral in Palm Bay. Email aim@truthrevealed.org for details. Abishai Inspired Men, it is that time of the year again to reserve your spot for Bishop's Birthday Breakfast and the regularly scheduled AIM Monthly Fellowship on Saturday, July 8th at the Tides Club, Patrick Space Force Base. The cost is $25 and space is limited. Make your reservation at the Communication and Promotion Counter or truthrevealed.org until Sunday, June 25th.
Registration for Vacation Bible School 2023 Ready, Set, Move is open. Children will move to follow Jesus here, there, and everywhere with this engaging hands-on experience scheduled for Monday, July 17th through Friday, July 21st. Scan the QR code, log on to our website, truthrevealed.org, or check out the mobile app to register your children ages 2 through 6th grade.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.